Talk Live, 1-800-259-5791. You can take control of the phones and bring up anything, whether it be a political issue, personal problem, anything that's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Don't forget you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have the Shrine of Female Listeners with our brand newest Shriner. It's Lois. You can see her on the front page of our site, and that'll take you over to our Shrine at freetalklive.com. It's a page on our website dedicated to the ladies that listen to the show. It's not a beauty contest. There's no prize. It's just that we like to show off the fact that we do have women listeners to Free Talk Live. Not just regular old women listeners, but women that have taken the time and effort to take a photograph of themselves, proving that they listen to Free Talk Live. You'll see what I mean if you go and look at the Shrine. It's called Validation. And then we take the time to put them on our website. So women of all shapes, sizes, ages, colors, religions.
All P1s, though.
All there at freetalklive.com, the Shrine of Female Listeners.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call toll-free 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
So coming up tonight, I got something else about the police state. That's on the way this evening. Probably the best article I've seen in a long time about the police state. Really comprehensive. But also on the way, we got a question from a guy in L.A. about gun control. He wants to know how far that us libertarian types would go as far as allowing people to have weapons. We'll talk about that.
That's a tough one.
Plus, last night somebody mentioned global warming when they were calling in. Because it doesn't snow anymore where they were living, or it snows, it just doesn't stay. So I've actually got some sensible advice about global warming. That's coming up, but let's go to the phones first. Elliot in New York City, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello, Elliot.
Hello.
Hey there. You're on the air. What's on your mind?
Well, I want to talk about subway privatization.
Yes, sir.
Well, I heard your little thing about yesterday, and I was saying that... Originally, the subway was owned by three private companies.
Is that right? Did they own the actual tunnels?
They built them and owned them with no interference from the city.
Okay.
And I was saying the best way to fix the subway problem is not to give it to one big company and have them have a monopoly, but rather sell it off to three other companies and have them compete against each other.
Yeah, but they'd still all have...
How did they compete previously? It was three companies that had three separate lines?
No, they built their own lines to other parts of the city, different parts of the city.
Okay.
The 1 through 9 trains were owned by a company, the A through M's were owned by another company, and then the N through Z.
But the actual tracks were also owned by the different companies as well, is that correct?
That is, yeah.
And so they just sort of had reciprocal agreements amongst the three of them to allow the other company's trains on their tracks? How did that work?
No. They allowed people to go into you bought one ticket to go into all three of them. But
really?
You had the companies competing against each other to build more and more lines so that they would get more money from the, from the fares.
Huh. Well, you know, I can't see that it could be worse than the government-operated version. You know, I really can't.
It would be difficult to imagine.
Elliot, thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-5791. Let's go to Cortain. You take control of the show. Cortain, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich.
Hey.
Hey there.
Have you guys heard anything more about the removing the federal tax from the phone bills?
Well, we talked about it last night. Manwich, did you try calling your phone company about that thing?
I haven't called them today, no.
You said you were going to do it today.
I, it was my intention, but I was so busy.
Oh, okay.
Who's your carrier?
Verizon.
Hmm. You might want to do that. I'm curious to see what result you'd get.
Okay.
I just spent 20 minutes on the phone with Quest about it.
Really?
Yeah.
What'd they say?
Well, I finally got through, and the third person I talked to, named Will Bessie, he's a manager there.
I'll take your word for it, allegedly. Okay.
Yeah. Apparently, the only way they'll do it for a regular customer is if each individual month you snail mail your bill in with a piece of paper, a little letter, with your telephone number,
what?
The date of the bill, the amount of the tax refused, and the reason for refusal, and the name of the carrier you're refusing to pay the tax for.
Ugh. That's crazy.
Every month. And I said, can I just submit one that's effective indefinitely? And they're like, no, the IRS requires because they're audited monthly.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
The That's so lame.
Uh-huh.
Well,
people just bend over. Whatever the IRS says, we'll do it. Anything you want, IRS, sure thing. You want us to brush your teeth for you? Okay. We'll take care of it.
I tried to get that through to him, too, but he wasn't listening.
No, sure, he not.
Yeah.
One little guy.
That's so sad. I'm sorry to hear that, Cortain. Actually, there's a thread now on the bulletin board system about this and the issues for him, and I'm kind of asking for other people's input as far as if they contact their phone company, what they have happened to them. So you might want to go post your experience there. That's interesting.
Okay.
Anything else on your mind, sir?
No, that'll do.
Thanks for the call, as always. 800-259-5791. So you can call and bring up anything. Political issue, personal problem, 800-259-5791. Global warming, Charlie Reese at lourockwell.com. Says global warming means it'll get hotter or colder, drier or wetter, stormier or calmer.
You know, this is one of the questions I've had about global warming. I mean, which does it mean? Is it hotter or colder?
They haven't figured that out.
Is it warm? I don't understand. Wait.
This has got to be the most sensible article that I've ever read on global warming. He says one of the people at a recent conference on global warming made just such an asinine statement. Talk about covering your bases. If we have weather, it's because of global warming. About the only fact in this global warming brouhaha is that the planet has warmed up about 1 degree in the past century. Now keep in mind that in the past the planet has gotten much warmer and much colder during times when humans were too few to make any difference.
Right.
So-called greenhouse gases are not the only factor that can cause Earth to warm or cool.
Well, like, the global warming, the 1 degree, is the truth. And
right.
The greenhouse gases are the conjecture.
Okay.
That's, you
as
know,
far as what's
saying,
caused it.
Right. They're just saying, hey, it could be this. Well, it could be a lot of things.
Well,
I mean,
in fact,
you recall that the dinosaurs were killed by a comet. No,
well,
they were killed by whatever.
Questions about
that. Yeah, they don't have any idea what they were killed by, and that's because they're conjecturing.
Well, as Mr. Reese points out here, volcanic eruptions, for instance, can put enough particulate matter into the atmosphere to cause a cooling,
mm-hmm.
and there are various variations in the radiation from the sun, so it could be a variety of different factors. Carbon dioxide's a natural component of the atmosphere. Animals breathe it out, and plants breathe it in.
No, they do not breathe it. That
well,
is an inaccurate science.
Breathe.
They use it for photosynthesis.
Well, obviously they don't have lungs, so they can't breathe.
Oh, no, plants breathe. Plants produce both carbon dioxide and oxygen.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, because while our respiration produces carbon dioxide, the photosynthesis of the plants absorbs carbon dioxide and produces oxygen, which we need. The fact that there's carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases in our atmosphere makes our planet livable. If they were absent, then at night the Earth would lose all of its heat. And temperatures would plummet. So some greenhouse gases in the atmosphere are good and necessary.
Sure.
The global warming dispute has arisen over the question of how much is good and how much is bad.
Right.
Frankly, scientists just don't know.
No, they don't.
All of the projected stuff you hear is based on computer models of the atmosphere, and the atmosphere is far too complex, with too many variables to be reduced accurately to a computer spreadsheet. What you really have are computers making guesses, and scientists making guesses based on the computer's guesses.
Mm-hmm.
And don't forget, G-I-G-O.
Sounds right.
G-I-G-O, computers are not intelligent and cannot think. Garbage in, garbage out. So if there's something wrong with the program, there's something wrong with the instructions, they just follow instructions perfectly.
And the thing is a scientist that says, don't worry about it, we're not going to die in a fiery mess tomorrow, doesn't get any news.
That's
if
true.
He says, we're going to die in a fiery mess tomorrow, he's got news, baby.
Yeah, exactly. And maybe another grant to investigate
just
the fiery mess. But he says, be skeptical, too. And when you read that some scientist studying an ice core can tell you what the planet's weather was 600,000 years ago, he's projecting beyond his evidence. His ice core can only tell him what was going on in that particular small spot. There are currently about 330 parts per million of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. It doesn't seem to me like enough to cause trouble, but I'm no scientist, and even the scientists are in disagreement about this.
That's a great point. I mean, if I tell you the fact that it's raining in San Diego, what's the weather like in the rest of the world?
Who the hell knows?
Well, of course they don't know.
Hey, more coming back. Charlie has a few more words about global warming. Your thoughts, too. Do you think this is a problem? Is this something we should be freaked out about, global warming? Or is it all totally blown out of proportion by a bunch of people that want to take control of your life? This is Free Talk Live.
Thanks for tuning in to this edition of Coffee on the Air. I'm your host, Joe Java. Today we're talking about guilt-free, healthy coffee. Yes, it is possible to enjoy healthy coffee. And on today's episode, we're going to tell you how. More after this break.
time to wake up and start your day on a healthy note with Gano Coffee. What makes Gano Coffee so special is the addition of high-quality Ganoderma from the amazingly nutritious red reishi mushroom that provides energy and helps expel toxins from the body. For your coffee sample, call toll-free 866-271-3653.
Welcome back to Coffee on the Air. I'm Joe Java with news that you can enjoy guilt-free coffee. Just visit our website, coffeeontheair.com. Or call us directly at 866-271-3653. Stay tuned for the next episode of Coffee on the Air when we discuss how Gano Coffee can boost your immune system and can actually help you get a good night's sleep.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the filter. The filter mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable filter mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. You can take control of the show and bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com. We got archives there. We have lots of archives, 9 months of the show. I just posted the fresh torrent for December last night, so you can actually go now to freetalklive.com and grab yourself the entire month of December on us. No charge. Freetalklive.com.
On us and our listeners who have it on their computers.
Exactly.
Yes.
All right, so talking about global warming, Charlie Reese from LouRockwell.com just writing good common sense about global warming. As he's pointing out, the scientists don't agree on this stuff.
No, not by any stretch.
I mean, despite the fact that you might have seen some scary special on television with some scientists saying some things about global warming,
sure,
there's just as many scientists saying something totally different.
And usually when you see something on television, they make it cohesive, because the producer who's sitting there saying, who's sitting there making the television show and making it watchable says, wait, we can't have this guy saying that and that guy saying this, and, mm-hmm. and these people are all over the board.
Well, sometimes the producer has his position and he wants to put whatever that is
sure.
out there. So you got to be careful. Well, as Charlie Reese points out, the unfortunate thing is that global warming, which is, after all, a theory, has taken on, like evolution, the characteristics of a religious dogma. The true believers cast the doubters as heretics, to be scoffed at and scorned. The non-believers suggest the believers are naive, misguided, or is it venal or venal?
I've never known.
Venal.
Venal after, is what I like.
After grants that only go to believers in global warming. I personally don't care one way or the other. If the planet wants to get warmer, it's okay with me. It's okay with me, though slightly less okay if the planet wants to get colder. As for hurricanes, droughts, floods, blizzards, and such stuff, we have all that anyway. Always have had them, and presumably yeah. always will. As for projected catastrophes 100 years out, based on guesses that are based on guesses, I couldn't care less. My street smarts, which are the only kind I have, tell me that no one can predict next year, much less 100 years in the future.
They can't predict 5 days from now. I mean, they really can't. It seems to me if they know so much about what the weather is going to be like in 20 years, how come they can't figure out what the weather is going to be like in five? They put that 5-day forecast up there, and
it's wrong.
Sometimes it's right. Sometimes it's wrong. Most of the time it's right. But
well, the worst part about the global warming freaks out there is they're calling for all these changes to be made. All
sure.
these, you know, new regulations to be imposed on industry. And these regulations cost billions of dollars. And in the long term, it might actually be cheaper just to deal with the problem as it comes along.
I've heard one of these crackpots, global warming crackpots, actually say, and I'm not talking about a crackpot that I talked to personally. I'm talking about on television, therefore,
right.
somehow, this crackpot has credence, say that the biggest catastrophe of the 20th century was the combustion engine.
Out of control.
Combustion engine.
That person's a maniac.
So many inventions and wonderful things that have happened in this, this
right.
century and last.
How did he get to the studio is what I want
right.
to know. The studio for the TV show.
It amazing to me.
Did he fly?
It doesn't matter. He's above. He's exempt.
Right.
He wouldn't be using it if he
didn't have
to. He
can have his combustion engine, but everybody else, they're not good enough, right?
Yep.
The combustion engine has generated so much wealth. I mean, this guy's just an idiot. But you're right. There are people out there like that who would like to see those things banned. They'd like to see cars banned.
Ralph Nader's one of them.
Yeah, exactly. Well, finally, Charlie Reese says, sometimes meteorologists with all their satellites cannot even accurately predict the weather, as you said, man, which for 2 days out. I'm not worried about industrial production because the oil will run out and the industrial machine will slow down considerably. Of all the things a person can worry about, global warming should be close to the 100 mark on his list. And don't forget, of course, that regardless of climate change, we're all mortal and will eventually go to another place. Well, that's what he believes. Anyway, so there's Charlie Reese. And I think it's very sensible. Don't freak out about this stuff. In fact, I would disagree with Charlie and say, don't even worry about anything. There's no point in worrying about things. Did you ever realize that, man? Which, I mean, what good does worrying about things do besides get you all upset and concerned and overwhelmed with feelings?
You're using the term worry to mean one thing. But worry could mean, I'm worrying about what I can do, what I'm going to do tomorrow, therefore I'm planning it.
I think you could be concerned and plan for the future.
Okay,
that's fine.
You're just
the word
deciding
worry.
What the words mean.
Words are powerful, man, which, and the word worry transmits to me, at least, when I hear that word, somebody fretting about, what could possibly happen tomorrow and just being all overly concerned about that, about the future. You just deal with it as it comes up. You prepare for the worst sometimes if necessary, and then you handle it when it happens. Or you break down and you lose it.
Yeah.
Your choice. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to TSA George in D.C. TSA George, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Emanuel. Hello.
What's up, Reverend Ian?
Hey, dude. What's on your mind?
Oh, man. Well, for starters, that whole global warming panic guys make me want to have a smoke-a-thon on Earth Day, but
okay.
Anyway, yeah, I was just calling to talk about my New Year's experience. And
what happened?
For starters, we started out by going to this club that for $75, you get unlimited alcohol and food for the entire night.
That's a lot of money, dude. Is it like that every weekend, or is it just the New Year's Eve party?
No, this is just a New Year's Eve party. You show up at 8 and stay up 2 and unlimited drinks. And let's just say me and my friends.
You put away enough for $75, huh?
Yeah.
You got your money's worth.
That's a lot of drinking.
Yeah, we
got to
be twice as much.
Okay.
Anyway, so we leave all completely eviscerated.
Yeah. How did you get there?
Oh no, we drove to the club. Our hotel was across the street. We didn't drink and drive.
Hey, that's cool. Good move.
Anyway, we were walking out, you know, completely blasted.
What's this?
And,
what time was this? Like 2 a.m?
Yeah.
Okay.
And we're just walking down the street, and all of a sudden, a cop walks up to us and goes, you, and pointed to me, one of my friends, and some guy that was just happened to be walking next to us.
Yeah.
So, you, get out of here. And then you pointed to my other friend, going, you stay right here, and pretty much proceeded to interrogate him while he made us book, you know, probably get on the third of drunk in public or something like that.
So he ordered you to go away, so you left your other friend there to be interrogated?
We just walked away about 50 feet,
yeah.
Watching what was going on while our friend was getting interrogated by this cop.
What was it about?
Honestly, I asked my friend, and honestly, he was so hammered he didn't remember. That's how bad it was.
That's funny.
Anyway, so he comes running up, and then we go into our hotel room. He's paranoid as all hell. And he's like, George, we got to pack our stuff, man. We got to get out of here. I'm like, you are out your damn mind, because I am too blasted to drive right now. Yeah, we were like 350 miles away. We were in Virginia Beach.
Okay.
So the cops aren't going to find you in the hotel anyway. There's a bunch of people in that hotel.
Oh, no. A cop did dunk on our hotel room.
Really?
It was a different cop. It wasn't the same one that interrogated my friend.
Okay.
But she was like, pretty much keep the noise down, even though me and Mike were whispering to each other. My friend. And,
are you sure? Maybe you just thought you were whispering.
And then she started asking questions about any fights or anything like that. You know, if anything's going on. You've been here most of the night, and we're just like, yeah, we've been here for an hour, officer. Something like that.
At least you got through it all safe. You didn't get arrested. No real problems. And, man, but $75, all you can drink and eat, that's crazy. I mean, man, have you ever heard of something that expensive?
I have, and it's not uncommon. Hey, you know, you've got to be prepared to drink and eat.
I guess so. George, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate hearing from you.
Hey, I got no hangover either.
All right, man. 800-259-5791. More Free Talk Live on the way. Dave in New Hampshire, your calls. It is your show. Take control.
Chances are you're paying too much for life insurance. So why not make a free phone call right now that could save you up to 50%, maybe even more, on quality term life insurance from Matrix Direct Insurance Services. Whether you're buying life insurance for the first time or cutting back on the cost of an overpriced policy, one free call to Matrix Direct is the simple and affordable way to get the term life insurance you need. Call Matrix Direct today, and we'll help you get coverage from highly rated insurance companies across the United States with some of the best rates in the country. Here's the number, 1-800-701-TERM. The call is free, the quote is free. Call Matrix Direct now at 1-800-701-TERM. 1-800-701-TERM. That's 1-800-701-TERM.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Remember Roy G. Biv? You know, the colors of the rainbow. Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet. If your car is one of these colors, it'll need more frequent waxing. When I come back, I'll tell you which one. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today. Though the International Car Wash Association suggests washing weekly and waxing every 6 months for all car colors, Red Hot Red and its neutral sisters, Black and White, require more frequent care because they're more susceptible to harsh ultraviolet rays.
Frequent waxing helps protect these paints from the sun and ensures their sheen. And remember, during cold weather, salt on roads is extra hard on all car finishes. So treat your car to weekly washes and a winter wax. Roy G. Biv, all of him, will thank you come spring. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791, Tuesday night edition here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. And we do this six nights a week, by the way, man.
Yes, I'm aware.
Monday through Friday. From 8 to 10 o'clock at night Eastern, and now the new expanded Saturday show. You can join us starting at 7 o'clock Eastern this Saturday night. We're going to be bringing you an extra hour from 7 to 10 o'clock Eastern. So join us for every moment of that. That's cool, because this weekend is going to be interesting, by the way. For those of you who are weekday listeners, you're going to find this very intriguing, because we have more affiliates on our Saturday show. So there's a lot of people that listen Saturday nights that don't get to listen during the week. So
right.
Those of you that get to listen during the week, you're kind of in the loop on everything.
Right.
Well, Saturday night's going to be our first night with KSAC in Sacramento.
Mm.
It's a progressive station.
Should be interesting.
Oh, yes. Considering that we're on traditional conservative-style stations up until this point.
We don't plan ahead much on our show.
It's no, we
like
don't.
We do very little of that. You know, we look at the news stories of the day that interest us. We look at the news stories of the past week that we've had, mm-hmm. you know, sort of in our... queue that interests us, and
yeah,
maybe and maybe some emails from us. You know, we'll keep emails to relevant things, but that's about it.
Yeah.
Now, what are we going to do on Saturday night? Are we going to plan a liberal? You know, we're going to take a few shots at the liberal standpoints.
I don't know.
Or
I think
are we going to shoot at the conservatives so that the liberals like us?
I don't know. Maybe we'll do a little bit of both. It'll be interesting because
yeah.
we'll have our regular audience on from like the Indianapolis station. Where we have the, kind of the Midwest conservatives, mm-hmm. and now we're going to have the West Coast California progressives
yeah.
on. And so
we'll see how progressive they are when we start talking about the drug war. I don't want to legalize marijuana. I want to legalize
everything. And so, well, we're going
to
start
progressive now.
We're going to start the show with a guest on Saturday night. We're going to have David Berglund. And we normally don't even announce guests in advance, and the reason I don't...
I'm reading his book right now. It is so good.
He's a two-time presidential candidate, like Harry Brown, two-time Libertarian Party presidential candidate. He wrote Libertarianism in One Lesson. There's an updated version. We're going to be talking to him about that on Saturday night. But also, we're going to have him give us a little bit of Libertarianism in One Lesson, so all those progressives listening to the show get a little good little intro from somebody that knows liberty.
Mm.
It's going to be interesting.
Yes.
So be sure to be there live if you can. At the Saturday Night Show, freetalklive.com. All right, so let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Dave in New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Emanuich. Hello.
Authoritarians flee in terror. Talk Live is on the error.
Cute, Dave. What's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to tell you about another New Hampshire bill that has come up that's going to be heard later this month, which will aim to prevent the kind of gun seizures that happened after Katrina in New Orleans.
Oh, really?
It is a bill that makes it a felony for any law enforcement agency, including federal, or, you know, any law enforcement officer, including federal officers, to seize a lawfully carried, lawfully born firearm during an emergency.
Hmm. Well, it should be during any time.
Yeah, well, it should. I think that's a good idea, but yeah, this is, I mean, This is how the bill's worded, and it's
well, it's certainly a nice, I guess, step in the right direction. As many restrictions as we can place on the federal government at a state level as possible, I think it's good.
We'll take it.
Yeah.
Right. If nothing else, you know, I always look at these bills and say, well, a lot of them don't have a chance of passing. This one probably only has a 8 or 10% chance of passing. But the
I wonder why that would be. I thought New Hampshire was a bit of a gun. It's certainly a gun friendly state. I wonder why you don't think that has a chance of passing.
Oh, very few bills pass. Once they come up, they have just a rare chance of actually getting through. So
well, that's a good thing, I guess, right? I mean, that very few bills pass.
Oh, sure, yeah, it is. Yeah. But the bills serve a propaganda purpose too, and I'm trying to talk this up on the internet and on talk radio as much as I can around the country, so that everybody in the country is talking about, wow, those folks in New Hampshire, that's kind of wild. And then maybe some of them will imitate it, or some of them will be inspired to move here and join our fight.
What I want to know is, can we get a bill passed that will make it legal to shoot any federal officers coming and trying to confiscate my guns?
I prefer that one. Yeah, I think that's better, because this one, the downside on this one is they'd have to enforce it, and there would be enforcement costs. But if you just said, people can just enforce it themselves.
Exactly.
Then that would
I don't see that one happening.
No, probably not right away. Dave, what else is on your mind tonight?
Oh, nothing else. Just wanted to know you about that.
Thanks for the call, man. 800-259-5791. All these exciting things happening up there in New Hampshire. Let's go to Walt in Kansas City. Walt, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich, listening on KCXL. Hello, Walt.
Well, good evening, gentlemen.
Hello, Walt. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I like that last topic myself. In fact, I agree with that.
Wait, which one? The guns?
Yeah.
Okay.
That really isn't what I called about. But, my attitude is... well, kind of like these folks down in New Orleans. I don't know how you guys allowed yourselves to surrender your weapons to these pieces of garbage that know. I mean, you can't. I don't care if your IQ is about 32.
Yeah.
The bottom line is, you got to know that civilian ownership of firearms is 1,000% legal.
I would think. There were to be fair, Walt, there were a few people in New Orleans that actually did refuse to talk to the cops, refuse to allow them in their house, and so there were some people that stood up for their rights. We played an audio clip from a video where this guy, this lawyer, was yelling.
He was yelling
at the top of his lungs, "Get off of my property, get out of my city, get out of my life. You aren't taking my guns. If you are, it'll be over my dead body." So there was definitely some people that did stand up. But for the most part, Walt, you're absolutely correct. People bent right over and did whatever it is the authorities wanted them to.
It's just like when the people, you've seen the people, the pictures of the people in Krakow, where they let them right down into the trenches and then shot them all, I mean, do you think I'm going peacefully? I don't think so.
I don't think
anyway,
so.
Anyway, the bottom line is, that's one reason I have a compound. You've got to get into my place first, and my dogs are going to alert me that you pieces of garbage are out there. And
by that time, you'll be armed.
That will allow me to strap on 4 or 5 drums.
There you go. All right, Walt, anything else in your mind tonight?
Yeah, I wanted to talk about this global warming... garbage.
Yes, sir.
right now we have, a big glacier up there or something up in Antarctica. I don't know where it is.
There's a lot of ice up there. Okay.
That's melting. Well, what they fail to tell you is about 3 miles down, there is a volcano that is spewing volcanic ash.
Really?
And, all of this has been, it's been on several talk shows.
It's an underwater volcano.
Yeah. So, it's heating up.
Yeah.
Now, and I'm in Kansas City, but I'm originally from New Orleans, so my deal is everybody fire up your SUVs. You guys over there with all your 18-wheelers, fire them up.
Yeah.
We got to promote this global warming, because I don't want it to get down to 20 degrees.
Yeah, I kind of like it, the idea that it gets warmer. I mean, if it gets warmer, then just more of America, for instance, will become more tropical, so more foliage will grow. And actually, if you think about it, if there's more plants that grow as a result of it getting warmer, then we'll have more oxygen in the atmosphere.
But if all the ice melts, then there's less America.
Whatever.
I don't even care about that. I mean, the bottom line
is...
That's
so paranoid.
I don't even care about that. I just, here's...
Give us the bottom line in 20 seconds, Walt.
Well, here's the thing. If the government is going to ever attack us, they're going to do it, I feel, in the wintertime, because you can always stay warm in the summer, but in the wintertime... You can't.
Yeah, combat's a little more difficult then. Thanks for the call, Walt. We appreciate it. 800-259-5791.
That's a Marine giving us combat
advice.
That's
right. You pay attention when he speaks. Gene's on the way. Dennis, your calls as well. Hey, ladies, if you call in, we'll put you at the head of the line, because ladies come first on Free Talk Live. More on the way.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to FreeTalkLive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Political issue, personal problem, join us online, freetalklive.com. We have updates there. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll know it first if you're on the updates list at updates.freetalklive.com. We'll send it to your email box. That's updates.freetalklive.com. For instance, I sent one out last night as I posted the latest torrent for the December archives. We give you 9 months of the archives for free, and if you're on the updates list, you'll know when every month is posted. Updates.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones, Manwich. Let's talk to Gene, the Christian anarchist. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
Hey, happy 2006.
What's on your mind, Gene?
I just wanted to... I was listening to a podcast the other day of you guys talking about taxes.
Yes.
And I still think you guys don't get it.
What do you mean?
Because you think that whatever tax system we got, it's okay as long as it's fair or whatever.
No, I don't. I'm against all taxes. Maybe that's Manwich. You can talk.
That sounds like me.
Okay. Yeah, all right. Well, but the point is, it's an ancient principle that, like I mentioned in the past, it, Jesus talked about it, you know, it's the children, in order to be free, the taxes have to be paid by the foreigners, basically, or the visitors to the city. So our founding fathers recognized that principle, and in the Constitution, they put that the only direct tax had to be apportioned, and indirect taxes could be laid upon the creations of the state, which includes corporations. So a corporate tax is a fair tax. it's okay for corporations to pay the tax. Yes, it's true that we will eventually pay that when we buy the goods of the corporation.
Right.
But it's better to pay the tax indirectly like that than to pay it directly. You can't really call yourself free if you have to pay to live here. If you're paying to live here, then you're
Okay, hold on a second, Gene. I mean, it sounds like you're supporting taxes here. Well, what if all of a sudden people just decided they didn't want to incorporate anymore? Because I have no interest in incorporating. I don't want to have anything to do with the government. So would you suggest that I should be taxed as well, even though I'm not a corporation?
I like that idea. I don't like corporations very much.
Well, it's interesting that you are, first you started out attacking taxes, and then you started to defend corporate taxes.
No, the corporate taxes are good because it keeps if the government, first of all, I don't think the government has any legitimate basis to exist at all, but if they're going to exist, they should take their funds from...
And they have as much basis to exist as, say, corporations do. You know, they're both imaginary.
Yeah, they're corporations. And the corporations are creations of the corporation called the United States.
This is true.
So they are legitimately under their authority.
I see what you're saying. So you're saying if the government exists...
They create me, so right. I'm not under their authority.
That makes sense. That totally makes sense. You're saying if government exists, and of course whether or not it exists is another question, but if government exists, it can create its own little entities, which are corporations, and people actually come to the government begging them for these corporations because they want legal protection from lawsuits and that sort of thing. That's the point of a corporation, right? To shield the ownership from...
It does. It is, yeah.
From
that privilege. So they should have to pay something to exercise the privilege that's granted them by this fictitious government.
So if I want to go and open up a department store without actually being a corporation, I could do that. I'd just be taking the extra risk by possibly facing, you know, a lawsuit myself personally. But at least that way I wouldn't have to collect taxes, correct?
That's the way it used to be. In the old days, somebody would go on the end of the street and he'd build himself a little wooden shack and he'd open up a blacksmith shop. He didn't have permission for that and he didn't pay anybody for the privilege of doing it.
Why is it that everyone asks permission these days, Gene?
Because we're a bunch of sheep.
Have we just all been brainwashed? Everybody just... Nobody ever thinks to go and do things on their own without going to mommy government first and asking for permission?
Well, like somebody mentioned one the other day, there should be a symbol for the Democratic Party should be a big sow with a bunch of teats hanging down. Indicate the welfare state.
Well, know, there's plenty of Republican welfare status out there, too, Gene. Let's be fair.
Yeah.
In fact,
you
remember the fair tax? Remember we talked about the fair tax, how there's a welfare for everybody with the Republicans' fair tax plan?
Yeah, well, I agree.
It's sick.
I'm just saying this is what somebody else...
Fair enough, Gene. Yeah. We appreciate the call, as always. 800-259-5791. Let's go to Dennis in New Hampshire. Dennis, you're on Free Talk Live with Ina Manwich. Hello.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, Dennis. What's on your mind?
Well, I want to let your listeners know about a DVD we've got out there of video clips relating to the Free State Project.
A DVD of video clips relating to the Free State Project.
Yeah, basically it's footage of some of the cool stuff that's been happening in New Hampshire, some of the news exposure we've had, so on and so forth.
Cool. Well, how can one get this DVD, Dennis?
Well, it is free for the download, and the easiest way for your listeners to do so is probably to go to the Free Talk Live bulletin board system. There's a link directly to it at the top of the Promoting Liberty section.
Fantastic. In fact, I've actually downloaded the disc, but I haven't actually had the chance to watch it yet.
Oh, I'm really interested when you watch it to get your feedback and see if there's some new stuff on there that maybe you didn't know, despite your vast knowledge about what's going on.
Well, eventually we'll all be up there, and then we'll be able to take part in it, and then we'll have to put out another DVD eventually. But this is something that you created, right, Dennis?
Yeah, it is. Well, rather, I've just collected the video clips that other people have made. There are some really amazing videographers, actually, that have already moved into New Hampshire and have done some pretty cool stuff videotaping some the cool things that have gone on, like the Social Security card burn.
Now, how cool is this? None of this stuff is copyrighted, right? I mean, none of this stuff is protected by any sort of law as far as the content that you've used. You've actually taken it and just, you've used other people's productions and you've put them all together into a compilation and you've released it. These people that created these videos originally hadn't thought to do this sort of thing. But you did, and you just took the initiative and did it. And I think that's what's the neatest thing about the Free State Project is that everybody goes to New Hampshire, all the liberty lovers move to the same state, and then they do what they feel is right, that'll help make the state more free, and I think that you should be congratulated. Thanks, Dennis. Appreciate it, man. 800-259-5791, because we don't want to tell you what to do. We just want to have some freedom, and so go to it and do whatever you feel is right to get us in the right direction. And it's working. And more people are going to be moving there soon. More Free Talk Live coming up.
Do you have a personal hero? Is there someone in your family or workplace that's a real hero to you or has done something very special? Here is an easy way to celebrate that person's accomplishment. It's a completely personalized, printed gift book from CelebrateAHero.com. Celebrate your hero by having family members and peers contribute their thoughts, photos, and memories to create a printed book of love. Great for birthdays, retirement, graduation, anniversaries, and any other heroic event. Celebrate your hero at CelebrateAHero.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791, Tuesday night edition, here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, so plenty of time for your calls about whatever you want. Political issue, personal problem, it's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. We have the listener map there. You go to map.freetalklive.com, and you can plot yourself. We've got over 600 of our listeners that have gone so far to map.freetalklive.com and added themselves around the world. You can zoom in, zoom out, scroll around, find out who else might be in your area or halfway across the world listening to Free Talk Live.
There sure are a mess of them all around.
It's neat. You can plug in your location. You can add a photo of yourself, your name, as well as a little phrase to go along with your entry. And it's totally free. Map.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the email box, man. Which this one from Mark in Los Angeles. Subject, gun control. I have a question about gun control that I have yet to get a satisfactory answer from the people who are against it. Where is the line drawn of what a person is allowed to own, if there is one? Should a person be allowed to own long-range missiles, chemical weapons, or nuclear warheads? If so, how will we be protected from the weapons going off, and if not, who will regulate them? Where's the line drawn, Manwich?
For libertarians in general, or
how about
specifically?
You, Manwich? You specifically.
I would like to keep certain chemical weapons, certainly biological weapons and nuclear weapons, out of the hands of the masses.
Yeah.
But if you want to buy a howitzer, meaning that, you know, like a really large gun that shoots a projectile 20 miles.
Oh, okay.
Like, I'm fine with that. If you want to, and, you know, you put that in your front yard, oh, all right. If you want to have that, if you want to have automatic weapons, I'm fine with that. But, I, you know, when it gets to the really big stuff, that's when I start to get messed up.
Well, my question is, why do you trust the government with the big stuff?
Well, they've been okay so far.
Okay. Well, nonetheless, I think that if we were to just let everybody be free and do what they wanted to, I don't think you'd have to be concerned about a shop opening up in the middle of town selling biological warheads.
Mm.
I just don't think that there's enough demand for that sort of thing. There's always a chance that there's going to be some maniac living in your neighborhood that wants to build a nuclear weapon, in which case, no laws in the world are going to stop this guy. In fact,
well, that's not. I don't think that's actually true. And here's. I'd like to make a point. Do you remember the Tylenol scare that completely did away with capsules?
I don't.
Okay. Well, back I think it was the mid '80s. Tylenol was in capsules.
I was a young lad.
Well, Tylenol was in capsules.
Yeah.
Listen to me.
Okay.
And in the Tylenol was cyanide.
Whoa!
Some guy took the Tylenol, opened it up, put cyanide in it.
Put it on
killed
the shelf.
About 5-6 people.
Ooh,
now,
rough.
If this guy had the wherewithal, relative ease to get, you know, anthrax or Ebola or, you know, some horrible biological thing, then he would get it. But instead, he managed to suffice with cyanide because that's what he could get.
Uh-huh.
And
well, he could have gone and gotten a job with the government and got himself some anthrax, right?
Well, it would depend on where he went and how. See, it's all about how easy is it.
Right.
And I don't want to make it too easy. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
Then don't sell those products at your store.
It does stop people.
Right. Don't sell those products at your store, then. Don't sell that crap. I mean, do you think that Walmart's going to start stocking these dangerous chemicals? I mean, that have no other purpose beyond creating horrible, terrible weapons?
I think some jackhole sells crack to 12-year-olds.
Uh-huh.
And that's the same jerk.
And the laws don't stop
this guy.
The laws don't stop that jackhole either.
That point makes no sense.
So all the laws make no sense.
I mean,
800-259-5791. I don't. Hour number two is on the way. If you've got an answer to this guy's question, Mark, as far as where the line should be drawn, as far as what a person is allowed to own, why is it that the government's allowed to own things that individuals aren't? I don't understand that. Why is it that they're more trustworthy? What, you trust George Bush with these things? More coming back.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You don't love